Hi, this is Anna, and this is Check It at the Round Table, where we discuss movies, books, music, and stuff. Today we are discussing To My Star, Episode 2 of the Korean BL drama series. This episode has some wonderful scenes involving cooking. I don't know if it's just the foodie in me, but we make pizza and a wonderful dish with shellfish. But anyway, moving on. In this episode, Kang Seo-joon is living with Jin-woo in the house. It's not going very well. They had their first night together. Jin-woo then went off to work, found out that the assistant to him and the owner of the restaurant has quit work. So he's basically doing twice the work for the same pay. Also, he comes home that night with some beer since Kang Seo-joon had ended up drinking all the beer the night before, and he comes home and sees that Kang Seo-joon had ordered pizza, which makes him upset because he considers basically delivery pizza as subpar food. He comes in the house and is talked into making a wonderful shellfish stir fry, and they have this moment where they're both sitting at the table, and Kang Seo-joon is trying to basically be friendly, not in an inappropriate way, but trying to make conversation since they are roommates and living together. And Jin-woo doesn't want to do that. And he basically, Kang Seo-joon and someone who says, well, are you thinking I'm a bad person? Do you think that, you know, is that what you're worried about? Are you worried because you're drinking with me and having shellfish and you think I'm going to hit you like the other actor got hit when he and I came out of the bar? He said, is that what you're worried about? Is that what's bothering you? And Jin-woo won't say. I think Jin-woo is one of those complex characters that you really, even at the end of this series, you don't really get an explanation for why he is the way he is, except you do know that he had some relationships that did not go well, and I think he just kind of shut down. And he also is on his own. He does not seem to be connected with his family very well at all either. So he knows he really only has himself to depend on, and because of that, I don't think he's willing to risk being too friendly with other people simply because he doesn't have the trust factor. It's also in this episode that Kang Seo-joon's manager, you kind of get to know him a little better. He comes to the house and Jin-woo will not let him in because he's upset that he was not asked by Kang Seo-joon to ask permission for him to have him come. And so he's very upset and abrupt. And in the end, Kang Seo-joon has to go to the door to let him in. And he got Kang Seo-joon a GoPro, which we're going to see more of that in episode 3, I believe, of what Kang Seo-joon is going to be doing with that GoPro. I give this series an absolute 10. I really enjoyed it. I do have to say there were a couple things in the last episode I wasn't too happy with. It had nothing to do with the end scene. It had to do with the introduction of the American and some expletives I really wish we could have left out. But, you know, there you go. But I think this series is building up to be one of the best Korean BLs I have ever seen. I still am kind of torn between whether I like this one or Color Rush for different reasons, I think. In many ways, I think, you know, Color Rush is about kids that are in high school trying to figure out their emotions. And this one's about people in their probably, I'm guessing, I would say early to mid 30s, trying to figure out their emotions as well. And it's kind of interesting to see that juxtaposition in age between Color Rush and To My Star. Totally different plot lines, but still dealing with the same emotional issues, trying to figure out how to relate to one another in complicated situations. And so I think that's one of the reasons I really enjoyed this series. Also, the musical score, just giving a shout out, is absolutely awesome. I mean, it truly is fantastic. I'm hoping I can find the guitar chords or tabs to it here soon. You can watch this on Viki Rukuton free of charge, or you can pay for a subscription so you don't have to watch ads, which I would highly recommend if you can because it makes it a lot easier. So they have made it so that all the episodes are almost 100% subtitled in English, which is really helpful. If you find one that isn't, you can go to YouTube. There's some subbers there who have dubbed them, and that's what I did last night because I couldn't watch them with just the Korean. My Korean is not that advanced yet. I'm hoping someday it will be, but Right now, I'm still working on vocabulary and trying to say hello. My name is Anna. So, you know, we're going to have to go a little further in order to be able to watch a whole film without subtitles. But this episode was great. As the story progresses, it gets even better. I highly hope you guys can see it. It is absolutely awesome. Check it at the round table. Bye.